Hi, my name is Prabhu Jayaraman. I'm in Microsoft IT, and I've been at Microsoft for 16 years now. And I manage a team of engineers in marketing IT portfolio. And we are responsible for building sales and marketing platforms. Well, a few years back, we were running projects in a waterfall model, which spans across 6 month release cycles. And it feels like a relay race that you would pass on batons from one player to the other. The way the team was structured before was we had well-defined roles of program managers and engineers. So to be specific, we had business program managers, engineering program managers, software development engineers, software test engineers, and operations engineers. So these roles had well-defined responsibilities. It actually created a lot of issues in terms of speed of which we can deliver to our customers. The baton being passed between program manager to the engineering team, where they go and develop the projects and then test it and then deploy to production, takes months and months. And by the time the requirement has already changed and the customers are frustrated and they're not happy with the end product. So it was not a happy scenario before, and we had a reason for change. Well, the world is changing around us, and the customer demand and the speed of the business has forced us to rethink how we were delivering our business value to our customers. And we had to change, otherwise we'll be soon irrelevant. And this actually drove us towards rethinking how we were doing developing softwares before, and how we had to adopt new technologies and new methodologies, which actually drove us to this evolution. In the old model, the engineers were focused on code, cleaning up the code, and making the code better. They were never focused on the customer feedback or the business value. In the new model, the software engineers are completely focused on the customer feedback and how to make the customer experience better and delivering business value. They are more than writing code, they are focused on providing the best solution possible, leveraging others' code, borrowing code if you have to, and using out-of-the-box product as much as possible. But at the end of the day, they're focused on delivering the best customer value. Well, a couple of things that modern engineering has empowered to do more that we couldn't do in the past are experimentation and risk-taking, and more innovation. The experimentation and risk-taking enabled us to experiment faster and identify risks and mitigate it in a timely fashion. That actually also helped us in innovating new ways of solving customer problems. The software engineers are now focused on the service that we provide with a service provider mentality, just like how a startup company would act and behave. So the software engineers should be obsessed with the features, and they should be asking themselves, why is my feature not being used by my customer? Or if they use it, are they facing any pains, and how can I make it better? So those startup company mentality is what a software engineer needs to have, and this modern engineering practices enables us to go transform that way. Modern engineering to us means enabling the delivery pipeline to accelerate our business value delivery and frequently release software that impacts our business in a positive way with relentless focus on customer experience. It took us nearly 2 years to go through this process, and it was an overnight transformation. And it all started with the change in culture. By that I mean the organization first felt the need for us to change, and the organization then supported us with the direction for the change, and especially on multiple levels. One is first embracing the agile principles and changing all of our projects from a waterfall to an agile practice. And it took us a lot of time and effort to train our engineers in the agile processes, to know what agile is about, and then more than the learnings, we had to unlearn a lot of things that we've been doing in waterfall model, which is super critical because it's a cultural change. It's not a process or tool change. The important step in the cultural transformation was to break the role barrier. We had to come out of the boxed roles that I talked about before, about engineering PMs, development engineers, software test engineers, and operations, and we had to merge these roles so that we can truly operate in an agile principles. The next important thing is to embrace the cloud to optimize and increase our efficiency in the delivery pipeline. We had to use a lot of out-of-the-box tools, especially Azure and Visual Studio Team Services was super helpful for us to accelerate in this journey, which actually enabled us to optimize the delivery pipeline and accelerate our business value deliverables and get us from a 6-month release to a 2-week sprint cycles where we focus on purely business impactful deliverables. The other part of embracing cloud was dynamic environment provisioning. We used to have a lot of static environments that enabled us to deliver in the waterfall model, which actually comes with a lot of cost and infrastructure. With Azure, we have the ability to spin dynamic environments on the fly, spin it when you need it, and take it down when you're done with your development. So that enabled us to go faster in terms of delivering, improving our pipeline and delivering business value. It has completely changed how we work. We are now more accountable, our teams are smaller, the team feels purpose, and we feel that we are in our own destiny, and we have this satisfaction of delivering value to the customer faster. It actually changed the way we work fundamentally. So we spend less time in meetings, we spend more time designing, and we talk about brainstorming and reviewing each other's code better. Because of all these tool sets and Azure and enabling, embracing cloud, we were able to spend more time on coding and more time in experimenting and to also collecting feedback from a customer. The biggest benefit of moving to modern engineering is our customer satisfaction. The customers are satisfied because we are delivering the business value faster and listening to their feedback faster. From an engineering team perspective, the team has a sense of purpose now with the Azure features that we use out of the box. The team has more time to go react to the customer feedback and change and deliver the value faster.